Welcome to the April 2024 edition of the Southern Sayre Common Ground Newsletter, which shares sustainable agriculture stories from the South, introducing you to students, farmers, ranchers, and those who support them, as well as innovative practices from around the Southern United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Watch, read, or listen in as they tell their stories and share testimonies of the common challenges and solutions for anyone willing to learn. Follow this podcast where we highlight content from our monthly newsletter, our outreach efforts, farmer highlights and success stories, upcoming grants, how-tos, and more. Southern Sayre, funded by USDA NIFA, provides grants and education to advance innovations in sustainable agriculture. On this edition of Common Ground, learn a little about Dr. Lisa K. Johnson, an independent consultant and a national leader in food loss and waste reduction. She serves as the Food Loss and Waste Program Manager for Sayre. Her extensive experience will move the work of funded projects forward in reducing food loss and waste throughout the food supply chain as Sayre supports strategies to curb food loss and reduce food waste with a national grant opportunity open for applications through June 28th at 5 p.m. Eastern. We're highlighting farmer Ron Fritz, who has a vision to restore the grandeur of American chestnut trees in western North Carolina. Fritz has used his experience as a food industry global resource statistician to develop some models of optimum consumption based on studies conducted in big chestnut-producing countries, such as Japan, Turkey, and China, but the findings are not entirely relevant to North America. Through the Southern Sayre Producer Grant, Fritz hopes to use his trees to come up with his own models of optimum consumption that he can share with his consumers. In the study, characterizing chestnut cure as a function of time, temperature, and RH based on nut size, color, and shape. Fritz is harvesting the fruit, refrigerating them, and then immediately sending them for lab analysis to measure sugar and moisture content using near-infrared spectroscopy at various time frames. You can also watch the video on YouTube of a graduate student, Nicole I. Nunu, who received a Southern Sayre Graduate Student Grant to study the role of Black farmer organizers in promoting healthy and sustainable local community food access. In this video, Nicole updates us after the completion of her grant project. Information about the Graduate Student Grant Program, open until May 10th at 12 p.m. noon Eastern Time, as well as a recording of the related webinar, can be viewed. For information about our research and education grant, which stops taking proposals on June 7th, you can also check out our newsletter. Our Southern Sayre Southeast Outreach Coordinator, Brennan Washington, was awarded the Thurgood Marshall Campbell Leadership Award from Tuskegee University for service to the agricultural community. Whether we are sponsoring, exhibiting, or just attending, our outreach staff moves around quite a bit from as north as Virginia, down south to the Virgin Islands of the United States, and all the way west over to Oklahoma and Texas. Over the last month, Brennan Washington attended the South Carolina Black Farmers Conference and the Foundation for Community Impact and Health Equity Cultivate Conference in Columbia, South Carolina. Candace Pollock Moore and Daryl Monifa Cooper attended the Agri-Ability Workshop in Atlanta, Georgia. Next up is the North Carolina A&T Small Farms Week NCAT ATRA Sustainable Ag Conference in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Florida Organic Growers Conference, and outreach trips to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. When we're on conferences, stop by our exhibit tables at various events throughout the year to chat with us in person, or pick up free publications and educational resources. While our staff is small and we certainly can't sponsor or attend everything, sometimes we're able to participate remotely or support in some way through our conference and event sponsorships. If you're organizing a sustainable ag event, take a look at our application on our website. Submit a conference session proposal for the inaugural South Regional Small Farms Big Community Conference taking place in Atlanta, February 4th through 6th, 2025. It's a community of regenerative farmers and food system advocates that's uniting. The deadline to apply is Thursday, May 30th, 2024. Southern Sayre, funded by USDA NIFA, provides grants, non-grant funding, event conference sponsorships, professional development, travel scholarships, and free educational resources to advance innovations in sustainable agriculture. So we'll see you around for the rest of 2024, in person or online. Visit southernsayre.org for access to all of our funding opportunities, free educational resources, and more. And remember to stay connected by social media, following us at Southern Sayre, and subscribe to our newsletter directly for grant announcements, success stories, outreach efforts, how-tos, and other opportunities. Share this podcast with others so they can get the information for themselves. This has been Dara Monifa Cooper, your Southern Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program Communication Specialist, coming to you from the Virgin Islands.